The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says heavy fighting in Burundi in the past few days between rebel Hutu and government Tutsi forces has caused tens of thousands of people to flee their homes. It is trying to help the many newly displaced people in the capital, Bujumbura. International aid agencies say they fear this latest round of fighting in Burundi could mean the end of the country's fragile peace process. UNICEF spokesman Damien Persona says until now, Bujumbura has been relatively spared from the ethnic fighting which resumed in 1993. He says parts of the city are now being targeted by rebel Hutu forces, and this is a very worrying development.
The peace process is therefore in a great trouble. Some people say that it's already dead. We have a tendency to always think that the peace process is safe or is ongoing, provided that the capital city is not under a lot of fighting. So if you have a peace process which is only relevant for the capital city, it doesn't really make sense.
The United Nations estimates about 300,000 people have died since the outbreak of the conflict in 1993, and hundreds of thousands of others have become internally displaced. The UN says nearly 200 civilians have been killed in the current flare-up of fighting in Bujumbura. About 45,000 people have been forced to flee their homes. Mr. Persona says the population of the city's biggest camp for displaced people has more than tripled since fighting broke out 6 days ago.
There's a lack of everything. There's no food, there's no shelters, there's no blankets, there's no proper sanitation. There's basically nothing, and these people are scared. They lost what they had. They are really scared to death to come back to their homes.
Mr. Persona says there are 4 camps for internally displaced people in Bujumbura. He says UNICEF and other aid agencies are distributing high-protein biscuits, blankets, soap, medicines, and other relief supplies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.